This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When House Republican Caucus Chair Lance Harris squared off with New Orleans Senator Karen Carter Peterson, chair of the state Democratic Party, it was partisan pugilism of the verbal variety. Harris's bill to increase parole fees by 50% was the issue.
We have criminal justice reform coming through, and when it does pass, it's going to put even a bigger burden on the department to make sure that they're adequately staffed.
Peterson wanted to know if the fee hike would actually fund raises for probation and parole officers.
I have not done that math.
So we don't know if how much is being raised is adequate to give the pay raises that are being proposed. Shouldn't we know the numbers?
There's $3.30 a day. It's something we can do now to address this problem.
What have you done with respect to the budget? If they're so important, why not include an amendment in the general fund budget?
Because we didn't have the room in the general fund budget.
Could $5 million have been allocated in an amendment to the budget to take care of this and not put it on the backs of people that can't pay anyway? The budget could have come from the House with a pay raise. It did not. Until we get our fiscal house in order, we're going to keep having these problems.
Certainly, you're entitled to your opinion.
That's true. We have
two different opinions and two different philosophies. And I can tell you, our budget is based on us trying to get the fiscal house in order. You can do this today to help these individuals out. They are the thin line between chaos and
peace. It's a nice headline.
I didn't do this for headlines, ma'am.
The House-approved fee hike bill is currently pending a hearing in the Senate Revenue Committee. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.